Welcome to Managing Safety, brought to you by the FAA Production Studios, an effort of the National Aviation Safety Foundation and a coalition of local, regional, and national aviation organizations and agencies. This talk show addresses strategies for thinking in today's complex aviation world. Now, here's Rich Tillery, Chief Pilot for Airline Transport Professionals and FAST Team Lead Representative from Jacksonville, Florida, who is today's host.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Sun and Fun 2012. I'm your host, Rich Tillery, for the FA Production Studios. We're coming to you live here at Lakeland, Florida. Guys, if you haven't had a chance to come out, come on out. You're going to have to do this at least one time in your life. If you've never been to Oshkosh or Sun and Fun, two busiest aviation days at the airports that you can ever have. But there's a lot of vendors out here, a lot more aircraft than we had, I think, in the past couple of years. And I want to make sure everybody gets a chance to come on out and say hey, and stop by and say hey to me. Guys, my next guest is Phil Lockwood. And a lot of you guys know Phil Lockwood because he's done a lot of seminars here out here at Sun and Fun. I think you're probably still doing some seminars. But Phil Lockwood, he's with Aviation Supply. And the Rotax engine is a very famous engine. Actually, I think probably a third of the engines out here on the airport today are some of the stuff that you've had your hands in. Is that right?
Yeah, the Rotax engines have become very popular. Actually, the most popular now is the 9 series, the 4-stroke, 4-cylinder 9 series. And most people don't realize they've actually built over 40,000 of those engines now.
40,000?
40,000 of them, yeah. It's likely to be the most popular four-cycle aircraft engine in the world right now.
Can you guys hear them out there? I'll make you speak up a little bit.
Okay.
It's the most popular four-cycle engine in the world, the 9 series.
They don't brag on that, but the volume is incredible. And of course, in Europe, it's even more popular by percentage than here because of the high fuel costs.
Right. Yeah. Now, when we talk about, because fuel is not going down, but yeah, what kind of fuel economy do we get with a Rotax engine? I mean, we're talking bang for our buck.
Well, with the 912S, if you're in a light sport aircraft that's cruising at 115 knots, it's typical to see 5 gallons an hour.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, for example, like a CT. Cruising at between 115 and 120 knots will be in the 4.7 to 5.4 gallons an hour range, depending on your altitude. Yeah,
I mean, for that kind of speed, that's not too bad, really.
No, it's a very efficient engine, and that's why it's so popular in Europe. You're looking at avgas that's over $10 a gallon.
Oh, yeah, especially in Europe, because you're right. It's like $3 a liter.
Sure.
And so there's like 3.5 liters or something. It comes out to almost $12, $14. Up to $14 a gallon. You know, so you know, anytime everybody's out there talking about what it is today here in America, remember it's twice as bad over there.
Sure.
But if you've got a fuel efficient engine,
it makes a big difference. And here, of course, fuel prices are going up, so people are becoming more aware of how much that costs. And worldwide, they have about 80% of the light sport market with the 9 series. So. Yeah.
Well, there's a lot of underlying stuff over there. I think it costs more to own an airplane over there.
All the costs are higher.
Because they have more government regulation stuff. Not so much that we have here, which gives the guys a lot of freedom to go out and experiment and build their own aircraft and the experimental aircraft that we have. And you guys supply a lot of aircraft to these experimental guys.
Well, we supply a lot of the parts. A lot of the parts, instruments, engines, propellers, all that sort of thing.
All the stuff.
Everything that a Rotax-powered aircraft. And, of course, we have a service shop. We have an FAA licensed repair station, Lockwood Aviation Repair. And there we specialize in not only the repair and overhaul of the Rotax engines, but also all the maintenance that's required for the airframes in which they're installed.
Phil, I've sat through some of your seminars over there, and you bring up a lot of good points. And a lot of the seminars that, guys, if you haven't ever heard this guy speak before, he's a very good speaker and he explains stuff very well, but, you know, the ease of, exactly how much maintenance is involved in some of these experimental aircraft. I don't care whether we're talking the instrumentation or the engines. I mean, a lot of this stuff's pretty easy to work on, isn't it? You guys have taken
it. Yeah, easy. We try and make it as easy as possible, both teaching the techniques. We have classes where we teach people how to do their own work. And doing the work for them, we can do it either way. But it's like any airplane. You have to maintain it.
Right.
If you look after it, it'll look after you. Of course, you know, the big news here at this show is the new fuel-injected 912IS. Rotax introduced that just a few weeks ago in Austria. I was fortunate enough to be in Austria at the Rotax factory when they pulled the wraps off of it. And that's a really big deal because they expect to have full certification completed in July, and it will be the first aircraft engine in the world to be certified by the FAA with electronic fuel injection.
Oh, is that right?
Yep, multi-port electronic fuel injection. So
now, on these engines that you guys have, are that new engine you're talking about, what's the TBO on that?
2,000 hours.
Or I should say, for the viewers at home, what's the time before overhaul?
It's 2,000 hours. And, you know,
well, that's pretty comparable to a regular...
Sure, yeah.
And as far as weight goes, if you were to compare that to the same weight of a, you know, of what... Let's say...
Well, all right, the 100-horsepower engine, if you compare it with the Continental O200,
okay,
which is a 100-horsepower engine.
Right.
All right, so that's about 200 cubic inches. Our engine is around 83.5 cubic inches, I think. So less than half the size. And so that equates into weight, and actually the size of the engine makes it much more compact. And that's why we're so much smaller. Now, in order to achieve the 100 horsepower with less than half the displacement, we have to turn it up. And in the past, people were afraid of that. But today, with the metallurgy that's available and with the modern lubrication that we have, we can run at 5,000 RPM for 2,000 hours. And we actually show very little wear. We just overhauled a couple of our flight school engines. And we found some very interesting things. The first one that we overhauled, we had run with the new AeroShell oil. They make an oil just for the Rotax now. And we had run 100-hour oil change intervals, which is, you know, pretty long by aviation standards.
Yeah.
We were running auto gas most of the time. And running 100-hour oil change intervals for 2,000 hours in a flight school environment, at the end of the run, the engine was still running perfectly, not showing any signs of needing overhaul.
Compression.
Not burning any oil, maybe half a quart in 100 hours of oil after 2,000 hours. Compression still perfect.
Wow.
We measured the wear on the pistons and the cylinders and the other major components. The cylinders had 1,000ths of an inch wear after 2,000 hours.
That's it?
That's it. And the pistons, measuring with an indicator that measures in tenths of a thousandth of an inch, there was no measurable wear between that and the new piston. On average, between the different pistons. So, I mean, the way these engines wear is just incredible.
Yeah, that's what a lot of people were concerned about when they were out there, you know, doing stuff, especially people that are breaking into it and they want to, you know, get into the sport pilot stuff.
Right.
You know, because, I mean, that's the avenue to go when you start to get to where, you know, I don't want to put up with the medical thing anymore. I'm going to jump over to sport pilot, you know. And what kind of airplanes do I have to choose from? Well, there are production-built aircraft that are sport pilot aircraft. But we've got a lot of aircraft out here that are actually performing in the air show. Now, do we have any airplanes out here that are running a Rotax engine?
Well, there are a lot out here that are running Rotax. They're all over the place.
I'm talking about air show.
I don't think in the air show, no. I don't think so. So with this new 912 IS, what they've done is they've taken the 912 ULS, which is the 100-horsepower carbureted engine,
right,
and they've basically fuel-injected it. But the process ended up requiring more or less a new engine. I think the cylinders and the pistons are the same, but the heads are redesigned, the case is redesigned.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the oil. I mean, it's really a whole new engine.
Oh, I'll have to go over and check that out.
Rotax has a display over in the LSA mall area, and then we have the new 912 IS in our booth in Building D.
Okay.
As well.
Now, do you still have the airplanes that you had set up before in the same location you had last
year? The air cam display?
Air
Absolutely.
Cam.
Yeah, we figured that the tornadoes wouldn't hit the exact same spot two times in a row, you know. So we figured that's got to be the safest place to be.
Yeah, you know, you bring that up, the tornado hitting in the exact same spot. Guys, if you're out here last year, these air cams, I think, were all piled on top of each other. I think you were the only guy that said, hey, I'm going to have my guys take these airplanes, you know, take this stack apart, which is a smart thing to do, because whenever they try to move aircraft quickly, it causes more damage than a tornado could ever cause.
We had our own crew there 7 o'clock the next morning, and we were on it. Yeah, and we got them all taken care of. And all those airplanes are back in the air, with the exception of one, which is close. And so yeah,
they looked complete. I mean, they were just stacked. They looked completely rebuilt. I mean, they did. They looked completely
awesome. Yeah, it was a mess. Yeah. I mean, it took our frame tent away. Yeah. We had just like these commercial frame tents with the 2x6 frame members and 10-foot eave height. The bases on those are welded. They were welded aluminum pads with like 3-foot steel spikes in the ground through them. It ripped the bases right off. Took the tent. We never did find the tent. We don't know where it ended up. It was gone. This is like, you know, sucked like a movie deal, sucked up in the tornado and amazing. Yeah.
Now, where are you located? You said you were Charlie or D Hangar.
We're in Delta Hangar, Lockwood Aviation Supply with the Rotax and the new 912IS. We're in Delta, which is the Gulf Coast hangar. Okay. And then the Air Cam booth is right across from Beechcraft in the main aircraft display area.
Yeah, which is right almost center of mass, closer
just
to the.
Us. Yeah.
Oh, it's right behind us?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So you guys moved it over one. Tornadoes can hit twice in the same spot.
No, we're in the same spot, yeah.
Well, now I want to touch on some stuff because we got a few more minutes to go.
Okay.
Your home base for Rotax is where?
We're in Sebring, right on the ramp at the Sebring Airport.
Right here in Florida.
Right, Central Florida.
Right here in Central Florida.
Right in the
Florida.
Middle.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong. You guys do have like courses that someone can take.
Yeah, we have a full-time instructor and specialized courses. Service, which is 2 days. Maintenance, which is 2 days, and heavy maintenance, which is 2 days. And we have a lot of owners that choose to take the 2-day service course, and where we get great comments from the people who go through it. It's a great course.
A lot of the maintenance courses that I've gone through as a mechanic, because I'm also an AMP mechanic, and it just seems like whenever you're running a maintenance course, they're run so professionally. You know, here's the books, here's what we're going to do, this day we're going to do that, and you guys supply the same thing at it. So how many days? So I guess it all depends on how many days they want to be there.
Right. Service gives you a really good rundown on the engine, the basic overall operation, how to do a 100-hour inspection, all the basics. And if you own an airplane or if you're going to work on them, great start. 2 days, and then the next segment would be maintenance, and that gets much deeper into the maintenance process. Most AMP mechanics, if they take service and maintenance, they can do 95% of what they need to do. And then when you get into the next 2-day segment, heavy maintenance, then you get into actually overhauling components. And most people don't do enough of that to stay current with it. They just send the components into us to have us overhaul them, and then they reinstall them. And that's why service and maintenance will usually suffice for most guys.
Right. Now, if somebody was to sign up for those, you do it online?
No, there's a lot of hands-on in that.
No, I mean, do you do the signing up for it?
No, they have to. Still have to call in. Still have to do that the old-fashioned way.
Okay. And so, is there a certain amount of people that you're looking for to be in the class before you start one?
We like to have 10 to 12.
Okay. And they can get a hold of you at what website?
Lockwood-Aviation.com, or they can go to AeroTechnicalInstitute.com for the training.
Now, anybody getting into the into the parts supply of you guys. You guys have great customer support and service support.
Well, I think we
all
do.
All the time.
Like to think
Call
so.
Me.
We have a great staff.
Yeah.
Great.
How many people work for, I mean, there's a lot of people educated, because Rotech's been out there for a long time. I mean, a long, long time. So, how many people service technicians do you guys have on staff in the design of this stuff?
Well, we've got 7 mechanics now, and that includes, I think, 4 AMPs, and we've got an aero engineer, an electrical engineer, an IA, and we've got, we're an FAA licensed repair station. So on the service end, we have a very capable staff, and all my guys have been with me now for over a year. The newest one is over a year. Most of them have been with me over 5 years.
Cool. Bill Lockwood, we'll let you go before this thing gets any louder. We appreciate you coming out. Guys, see him over the Delta hangar. Bill Lockwood, I'm Rich Tillery, guys. We'll see you later.
We hope you've enjoyed today's Managing Safety, brought to you by the FAA Production Studios, an effort of the National Aviation Safety Foundation and a coalition of local, regional, and national aviation organizations and agencies. Please visit our studio website at faaproductionstudios.com to hear past programs.